Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is movies!
Yeah, just throw that extra one in there on the end. Oh, we got some donuts on the stage already. Some little mini donettis, and then whatever this is. Baked baker's box. One bake, two bake, three share. What does that mean? Does that mean these have weed in them? Because I was told that, Vancouver, that the Couve wasn't that into edibles. Or maybe you're into them, but they don't sell them in the dispensaries. Is that true? No, it's true, or no, it's not true? Yeah, it's interesting, right? You guys will figure it out. October 17th, woo! And we're coming to you from the Rio Theater in the aforementioned Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It's Sunday, June 24th, 2018, and this is a very special event today. It's a Doug Loves Movies movie interruption combo. After, we'll see how you feel 5 hours from now. But after this Doug Loves Movies taping, me and my guests are going to stick around. There's going to be a break in between so you guys can get your smoke and your drink and whatever else you want on. And then we're going to regroup and do an interruption of the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. So if any of you have any responsibilities, like if partway into that movie you're like, fuck this, then by all means go ahead and take off. But I'm hoping everybody stays to the end. We'll definitely cut it off before the end credits are like 15 minutes long, because they credit everybody that had anything to do with the first five or the all five Twilight movies. And my question for you now is, did anybody bring a Twilight themed name tag? I know we have lots of name tags, but did anybody go the Twilight route on their name tag? I'm gonna high five all of you for not doing that. I thought that would happen. Let me see what you did bring, just briefly. Oh, boy, there's lots of them. I love the Jaws turned into Josh. That's always good. Doug the Pug, and it's just a big pug face. Is that the pug from Men in Black or just your dog? It's a dog. It's not even your dog. I don't fucking know this dog. Just some random dog. And then Navy Meals instead of Navy Seals? Niels, okay. You looked at it like, you were like, did I write Niels? Navy Niels, okay, I get it. All right, so there's lots of good ones, so we don't have to worry about that. My guests are going to have a tough time deciding. Doug plugs, Tuesday night, June 26th, Doug Loves Movies is back at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. That's this Tuesday. And then next Saturday, June 30th, the people of Pittsburgh will be treated to a 420 Doug Loves Movies at the Rex Theater. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Yeah, Vancouver. Van City, man. From the Corrections Department, it's the Bingo Long Traveling All-Stars and Motor Kings. I regret the error. Get it? Baseball error. Anyway. And the Chipotle... I call it Chipotle now because I heard someone mispronounce it as Chipotle, and it's Chipotle. The Chipotle gift card that Mark Norman put in the prize bag at the New York City show had $0 on it. He proudly announced that it had 20 bucks on it, and the whole crowd applauded, so apology. I couldn't figure out who won the prize bag that night based on Twitter and stuff, so apologies to the prize bag winner. Because also at Chipotle, you go down the line and get all your shit. And then once they're, you know, rung it up, that's when you hand them the card and find out that it has $0 on it. And so that could be an embarrassing. It's bad enough you're at Chipotle. You don't need that to happen. Although I find it delicious, but I don't know if that means it's good. This show today is a benefit to Save This Very Theater, hashtag Save the Rio. I assume that most of you have been here before and come here often. There's so many great things going on here. Tomorrow night they're going to do a double feature of both Deadpools, which I have, how I saw Deadpool 2 was in a double feature with the original Deadpool. And it's a really satisfying double feature. And then there's a Freaks and Geeks documentary this week. They're doing a couple of Grease sing-alongs. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know if I need someone loudly singing. There are worse things I could do in my ear. And then Blade Runner, the final cut, whatever that means, because, you know, what's his name? Ridley Scott's still alive. He could still tinker with it a little bit more. And and also the great anime Akira. So all that's coming up just in the next week here at the Rio. So once again, hashtag Save the Rio. We don't want this place to not be a theater anymore, because if it gets bought, then it's going to definitely be developed and turned into something else in this bustling, exciting neighborhood. And also, it was raining when you guys came in, but it stopped already. So that's another reason I have to thank you for being inside on a Sunday afternoon. Today's prize bag includes stuff that I was able to get through customs. It's all in a bag that I was in a hotel room I was in recently, and I was not a part of this event, but apparently it's something about America's health insurance plans. It made this lovely bag, so I was like, okay, I'll put the prizes in that sometime. We've got a... I saw SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway, and so here's the program that they gave me. It's got a pineapple on the back, so you know it's true. You know it's real. I was in Columbia, Missouri recently, so I stole Inside Columbia magazine from the hotel room. Yeah, you might want to learn about Columbia. The probably third or fourth on the list of interesting places called Columbia in the world. I like it there. Oh, Flat Branch Pub and Eatery. That's not the whole name, but Flat Branch in Columbia. Shout out to them. It's delicious. John Hodgman, a friend of the show, his book Vacation Land recently came out on paperback, and he sent me a copy of that to give away. Got a sippy cup from when I saw Mean Girls on Broadway. And a T-shirt. You guys might know Seattle Radio. There's a morning show called BJ and Migs. They gave me one of their T-shirts when I saw them recently. And Doug Loves Movies sticker, SpongeBob SquarePants keychain. All of that plus stuff brought by my three guests. Please give it up, everybody, for Dave Shumka, Graham Clark, and Ungayo Bilum.
Hello.
Hello.
There was a Shumka out of the audience member. That's exciting. But let's meet them individually. Might as well start with Shumka. It's Hi. Dave Shumka, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Good to have you back. It's been a minute. We were on in, we were talking backstage. You did the show once in Seattle. You popped down there to
As a Vancouverite, we listen to tons of Seattle radio. So I'm glad you brought that shirt or whatever.
You certainly get stuck with the Seattle TV stations, right?
We sure do.
Oh, yeah.
Cairo 7.
Cairo 7?
Cairo 7.
Yeah. King
5.
Yeah.
Como 4.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
KSDW.
So you guys know after Saturday Night Live, the NBC affiliate in Seattle had a show that went off the air a long time ago, but they still run it.
Yeah.
I was watching it last
Almost
night.
Almost Live?
Almost Live. Yeah.
When I was a kid, they played it before Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they would hold Saturday Night Live for half an hour.
Yeah.
And I'd be coming through touring, doing comedy. I'd be like, fuck these guys.
I don't need these jokes about Tukwila. I don't know what goes on in Ballard.
It doesn't make me laugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, and it was like, and my whole life, I didn't even know that Saturday Night Live wasn't on Sunday mornings.
Right.
Like, I was like, oh,
starts
geez.
At midnight. Yeah.
And we did a live podcast in Seattle, and they said you can have any, we'll try to locate any guest.
Any Seattle celebrity you can have, you want. And we were like, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah,
and they were like, no.
He's tough to get these days. He's like out there acting like he's a real scientist.
But we got the guy.
We got John Keister,
John Keister.
You did get him.
We did. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would have just gone right into that instead of saying that he was second best.
Well, I mean.
We were talking about Almost Live. But so that guy still lives in Seattle and he's doing good?
Yeah, he teaches at the Art Institute. I don't know. This was 8 years ago.
All right. And then you also appeared on, we did a show at the Comedy Mix here in Vancouver, and I think you were on then once too, right, Dave?
I think so too.
With Harlan Williams, maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right. I've done so many of these that I'm happy when I can remember anything that happened. Let's also give it up for Graham Clark, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Now, of course, I mean, it's hard to introduce people separately when they're the co-hosts of a podcast, but I'll tell you right now that they co-host Stop Podcasting Yourself. And that's been around for how long now?
10 years.
10 years.
Hey, I'm trying to interview.
I'm interviewing
Graham now. But 10 years. So like, and this show's been around for 12. So we're really we're pioneers. In the podcast game.
There was just fields and seeds.
Yeah.
And we were all given a plot of land to grow our own podcast.
We were white people with a basement, and we thought, oh, we can make a podcast.
Yeah, I didn't even. Someone had to say to me, "Do you want to make a podcast?" And I said, "I'll do the talking part if someone else do all the rest." And then, you know, here we are.
Yeah, and we didn't know that each other was on the show today. we found out backstage when we saw each other. Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, and you've gotten together to do episodes of your show 4 or 5 times since I asked both of you to do this.
Yeah.
So seems like you got a really strong bond. Sounds like you guys really get to know everything about each other when you see each other. No, it's just all on the podcast, right? You just save it for the podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not going to talk about being on this show because I say keep the guests, keep it a secret that you're.
That's
be
right,
on.
And we did.
Yeah.
From each other, even.
Yeah. That's why we keep
it a
secret.
What are you doing Sunday? I have a thing.
Yeah. Church thing. Church is going along.
We keep it a secret so that you know. To get that big reaction that we got when you guys walked out here. And also to not get groans and sadness from the audience when Ryan Reynolds does not walk out here. There's two reasons to keep a guest a secret. But let's hear it for our third guest, Ungayo Bilum!
Hey! What's happening, Vancouver? How are you?
You guys have really nice weed, so thank you. Already, I'm a fan.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
And it's like
good weed and good public transportation.
Vancouver has felt to me, because of the Mark Emery and stuff, this place has felt to me like weed has been legal for many years. And I can't believe now it's finally October 17th. It's all going down.
We should come back up.
Because the date's moved a couple times already. I hope it doesn't move again. Because if it moves into winter, fuck it, I'll see you in 2019. but if I could get a visit up here around October 17th, that'd be fantastic.
Well, why not?
Yeah, right?
We might be on the show. Who knows?
We might still have to save the Rio. Like, I don't know how long of a process this is going to be. I think they need to raise millions, and that's not going to happen today. So maybe.
Well, we're going to make a sizable dent.
Dozens. We're going to raise dozens.
We made a really big check backstage.
We just made one.
Yeah.
We're not going to fill it out, but we have one.
And it cost us most of what you made to get that giant check.
And of course, Ungayo lives all over California, different spots. So what?
Wherever I lay my hat is my
home. Yeah. Why are you up here?
I'm up currently? Here for the International Cannabis Business Conference, which is happening at the Sheraton Walt Center tomorrow, right? Because you guys are going to have legal weed. You guys know Canada imports or exports marijuana to Germany because Germany has a medical marijuana system, but they're not allowed to grow it. So you guys, Canadian weed is in Germany. I smoked some. It was pretty good.
All right.
You guys are international. Early adopters in the international legal weed smuggling game.
Yeah, my favorite strain is Ach Tang. It's the best one I could think of quickly. If I sit here and germinate on it for a while.
Gut Scheiße? It couldn't be just Gut Scheiße?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Right, okay. That'd be good.
Sure, why not?
But
I don't know any names of weed. I'm trying to do something with Triple Urkel, but...
I mean, Kush seems pretty German.
Yeah. I'll get back to you guys. Yeah.
Could someone Kusha. Print me out a list of weeds and of German words?
How do you say blue dream in German? Somebody here probably knows.
I think I should have maybe asked some guy to sit in between the stop podcasting yourself guys. They're going to just start riffing with each other like they got their own show again. So, Dave, what did you bring for the prize bag today?
Oh, boy. Well, if the audience reaction was any indication of how excited people will be getting about this, it's a Stop Podcasting Yourself t-shirt.
Yay!
This features me and Graham on our city's coat of arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one size fits someone.
One size fits large.
Yeah, if you're
and
large.
The other thing I brought was this shirt. It has a quote from my favorite movie, I Am Queens Boulevard.
Wait, Vince says that in the Entourage movie?
No, he says it in the show, but the movie Queens Boulevard is my favorite movie.
The fictional movie.
So it's a quote about your favorite movie.
It's the movie from season 2 of Entourage.
Aquaman?
Aquaman was season 3. Oh. Let's see, what was season 4?
Wow, you're like
four?
Deep in the career. You should
four,
have a podcast
they were thinking
about
maybe
Entourage.
Doing... what did he... He dropped out of... Matterhorn.
Yeah.
So Jake Gyllenhaal could do it.
I thought of a great...
And then he did Medellin.
And then he did Medellin with the same director as Queens Boulevard.
Here's a great idea for a podcast. No one talks about Entourage, and it's called Nontourage. It's the only thing you can't bring up.
That's an impossible podcast.
That's way better than LeBron-tourage.
I like that too, though. Does he have one? Is that have you heard that before?
He will now. You just put it in the universe.
Yeah, get it out there. But he seems like he could walk around by himself and be cool.
LeBron-tourage?
Yeah, LeBron. Yeah.
I think it's a spontaneous generation of tourage when LeBron walks in. Right, he could just ready a simple one from whatever, like
right?
Nanites in the air. Just show up.
I get it.
No nanites. No technical.
I'm trying to keep up with the different entourages. Yeah.
Prontourage would probably be the next.
There's two. There was
shrimp convention.
Oh yeah, shrimp convention.
Yeah,
that'd
be good.
Come join our prontourage. That's actually not
that
a bad
actually,
slogan for a shrimp convention.
They were gonna call District 9 that.
District 9 to the Prontourage.
Yeah.
One of them gets famous.
I liked that show a little bit in the beginning, and then for some reason watched every episode, even though I was just hating it more and more as it went on, and so getting more and more irritated that the four guys in the movie, or like the main guy, Vince, he's supposed to be a movie star, and he's played by an actor who can't even get big movies during the breaks from Entourage. Like he was Anne Hathaway's boyfriend in Devil Wears Prada, like the biggest thing that happened while he was making that show.
One time in the summer when the movie came out, my brother and I went to a theater just to get air conditioning, and we saw the Entourage movie, and he had never seen an episode of Entourage, and I didn't tell him it was a TV show, so when he sat down, he was like, what is this story?
Yeah, really, like people complain about Infinity War not catching you up to who all the characters are, but Entourage really didn't give a fuck if you had any idea. And then that's, of course, why it probably didn't make any money, because it was a comedy movie with no laughs in it.
Yeah.
And characters you did not already love.
And it was full of cameos that were just like 2015 to a T.
Right. Yeah. They would just walk through. They'd be like, I'm mad at you, and then walk away. Like, they never actually did anything.
Yeah.
Like, the cameos were like, well, I'll come by if I can be there for less time than it takes to shoot the scene.
Yeah.
Like, if I could just run through the movie.
Get and Mark Wahlberg, he just plugged 7 projects he was working on in the movie. He's like, as long as I can plug my shoe store
and
Wahlburgers. And he did in the movie.
I love that you called that his projects. His products. He became to plug his products. What do you got for the, speaking of product, what do you got for the prize?
How'd you know? I think I left it in the green room. I have a box of pre-rolls from Grizzlers Canada. It's very nice.
We decided to skip Graham?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I was excited.
No, I was trying to look around you, but...
Well, I
gotta move my chair, because I'm constantly looking around. Here we go.
Now you're gonna block
Dave. You gotta move. Move it into like a semicircle. Here we go.
Twelve years, and I've insisted on a straight line every show. If I'd only known about the semicircle. People like to think, the audience likes to imagine that we're around a fire.
Yeah.
Just talking about movies and playing games. So, sorry, Ngaio.
Who brought a ukulele?
Finish your description of what you brought. You brought weed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I brought a box of pre-rolls, 5 pre-rolls from Grizzlers Canada. You have to be at least 19.
I think they had to at least be 19 to get in here.
Oh, well, there it is then.
Yeah. That's the drinking age here? Oh, man, I wish I had a DeLorean. That's drinking, the everything age.
Drinking,
that's when you can become
travel.
President of Canada. Okay, so what do you got, Graham?
I got a vintage, very good condition, Mad Magazine from 1979. The fold-in has never been done. It's never been folded in, so you'll be the first.
Oh, pass that down here.
Virgin fold-in.
Pass all the stuff down here, actually. I got to get it all collected.
I left it in the green room. I'll get it for you, I promise.
All right. Yeah. I don't think we're going to be hanging around outside in between shows. So the prize winner will figure out where we're at and come get it. But yeah, this is this Mad Magazine is pretty cool.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I might keep it.
Some of those jokes are clearly from 1979 as well.
Yeah, I'm just a huge fan of that Superman movie and Christopher Reeve as Superman. So
yeah,
that'd be fun to read.
We're gonna take a quick break while Doug skips.
Doug reads movies.
Doug reads movie parodies. I am Frodo and I've got the ring.
What the? I've heard of bulletproof vests, but a bulletproof chest? Let me out of here.
Well, it took all night, but it was worth it.
That was a good reading. Thank you. We'll be in touch.
All right. So all that's in the prize bag. And then I have one question, maybe two, that I like to ask all my guests on every show. And we'll start with Dave Shumka. What was the last motion picture you saw in any format? It just has to be the most recent.
Doug... It was a movie called Borg versus McEnroe.
Okay, listen. ESPN doesn't count. 30 for 30 or what is this, a real feature film?
It stars Shia LaBeouf as John McEnroe.
What?
Yeah.
First that Gotti movie snuck up on me, and now this. How are they putting out these movies with big stars? I haven't even heard of it.
It's, I, look. It's,
who plays the other guy?
Some Swede.
Oh, so it's like Bjornborg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was like a weird science fiction.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah,
I was like,
Star Trek,
wait, I never heard of this. Was this
crossover
in the 80s when McEnroe was
hot? McEnroe versus
it was like a
the Borg.
Movie.
Yeah.
Looked right. Like a Terminator tennis
tie-in. I'm going to get assimilated. You got to be kidding me.
Right. Come with me if you want to serve.
Yeah, he just looks up at this. Into the heavens and screams, "In!"
Instead of Khan. Okay, so, and is it any good?
Yeah, it's fine. Like, since we last saw each other, I've had two kids, so I just see dad movies now. Like, I've only seen two movies this year, and the other one was The Post.
You didn't see Coco, or?
No.
Yeah, when you
too
say
scary
dad movies, we
yeah
jump, we assume movies you'd watch with your kids, but these
no,
you've
no
seen two movies where your kids were busy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My
and
kids,
they were.
This movie is just for daddy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
yeah
they were those two movies.
Yeah.
Interesting choices by an interesting man.
Thank you. So, yeah, the thing is, Bjornborg's real intense, and he's got to keep the temperature in his room a certain temperature. That's it. That's the whole movie.
Cool. Wow. What's the temperature? Don't hold us in suspense.
Oh, you're right. Cold, cold.
Cold. He likes it cold.
Did you ever say to yourself, I can't wait for this to be Wimbledon? I will take that groan.
Yeah, any reaction.
I will take anything for my efforts. Graham Clark, last movie you saw.
Last movie I saw was late last night. A movie by a Canadian guy called Frank D'Angelo, who, if you don't, do you know Frank D'Angelo?
I don't think I do.
He's this guy. He's kind of like our version of the guy that made like The Room. He's like kind of an insane. He somehow gets these movies bankrolled.
Do
and
you
they,
know? Does the audience?
Do you guys know Frank D'Angelo?
Do you remember a
not many of
an
them
energy drink called Cheetah Power Surge?
That was him. That's where he got all his money to make these crazy movies. And he has, like, actual famous actors. And James Caan was in this one. It's called Sicilian Vampire. James Caan is in it. Paul Sorvino's in it. Daniel Baldwin's in it. And it's crazy. He only does one take per, like, he shoots the whole thing in a week. And sometimes you can tell that the dialogue that needed to get out didn't. And so you're like, what was that scene about? But he doesn't have any footage to cut away to. And it's about a mafia guy who gets bitten by a vampire bat, becomes a vampire. They try to kill him. He comes back for revenge. I don't want to spoil the ending. But at one point, he beats a man to death with his own arm. So rips off the arm, beats him to death with it. And,
yeah, I was going
to
say, normally you'd beat somebody with your own arm.
As a rule of thumb.
With the yeah man's arm. Right, you can't beat a man with an arm bigger than your thumb, I think, that's the rule of thumb.
So who's it's just an unknown playing the guy that gets bitten, or is...
No, it's Frank D'Angelo. Is
he oh, he
stars.
Plays,
oh, he's
stars
a star, directs and stars.
So he's very Tommy Wiseau about it.
Yes, and yeah, and in the credits, when you, if you stick around to the credits, it's like a high school film where it's like produced by Frank D'Angelo, directed by, and the soundtrack's all by him as well, him singing. He sings all these torch songs and covers, and it's him singing, and then he puts out a soundtrack album that comes with it.
Is he a good singer?
No, he's very. It's all very bad.
Is he here today? Because people seem tense. Is he really in the mafia? I have so many questions.
Right. That movie grossed $8 billion overseas.
And, yeah, so how can people in... you know, in the real world, see this movie?
Yeah.
Like, how'd
yeah
you get it?
It was from a guy.
That's what I mean. Did you buy it?
It fell off the back of a truck. Why do you want to know?
It was on a movie channel that I have, but he just last week premiered his new movie, which is about a stand-up comedian called The Joke Thief. And it premiered in Markham, Ontario. And... And anyway, so that you can get it online. You can get all of his movies online. Frank D'Angelo, if you really got some time to kill.
Cannot recommend them.
Doug comes up here and he's like, "Oh, it's the beginning of summer. They're going to want to talk about summer movies." And we're like, "Bad Canadian one and an old sports movie."
You know, I'm willing to hear about anything, especially these ones that sound avoidable.
Yeah.
Like you're giving everybody good tips on what not to see. But let's check in with Ungayo. What was the last movie you saw?
Hotel Artemis.
For reals?
Well, yeah, I did.
So some people are cheering.
Jodie Foster.
I love the cast.
International treasure.
Jeff Goldblum and Dave Bautista. But what is your take on it?
Without
giving anything away.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought they did I thought their take on the near future was very acceptable and very interesting. For instance, the police force is like a private business. They're pro-shield, which I thought was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Sterling Brown's an excellent actor.
Jodie Foster is
freaking great in it, and Drax is cool, and Jeff Goldblum is cool, and there were a couple of things I was like, yeah, but overall, I gave it like a solid B, B plus. It was great.
Yeah, I heard it's very violent.
It's the 21st century.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Into
the Badlands and The Walking Dead is on TV.
Like, oh, okay.
It's not. I didn't think it was more violent than
thing.
John Wick 2.
That's what's so funny, is Walking Dead on TV is like watching an R-rated movie with commercials.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's so violent.
Right.
And what was the other one you compared it to?
Into the Badlands.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they... Do you guys have that here in Canada?
Yeah.
It's the best kung fu movie. It's the reason why I get mad when I have to watch Iron Fist, because... Into the Badlands is, if you like the kung fu type shit, that's the shit.
Why do you have to watch Iron Fist?
I don't, but I'm trying to maintain continuity so I can follow the whole thing, but he is clearly not the defender of Kun Lun that he should be.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Everybody defend Kun Lun. Whatever it is, defend it.
No matter what you have to
Please
do.
Defend the Kun. And the Lun. Don't forget the Lun. Okay, so...
What about you?
Oh, thanks for asking.
Hey, man, we're friends.
It's always so hard for me to remember.
Surprise.
Yeah, because what was I watching? I was watching something in the hotel room. I like watching when they show a movie on TV in Canada. Like I was watching the Comedy Channel here one time, and they were showing Dax Shepard's Hit and Run, and... they leave in all the swearing.
They do all the cuss words.
They
on
leave it all
TV.
In, and then you're getting really used to watching a movie and they're cussing, and then they go to a commercial break.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little startling, but I prefer it over the fucking.
It's a culture
you know,
shock thing with the bleep. Yeah,
I prefer
melon plucker or whatever they.
Yeah, when they put in those fake words. Yeah. Although Edgar Wright goes out
Mickey
of his way.
You.
Yeah, Edgar Wright goes out of his way to put in words that are like a funny change. I mean, they're still not great, but at least it's like the person who wrote it in the first place gets to decide what they say, what the clean version is going to be.
Fair enough.
But yeah, most of the time it's like Scorsese movies. It's so annoying. Like, I don't know why Martin Scorsese allows that to happen.
Wife? Did you meet my wife?
Meet
Did
my
you
wife.
Meet that's, my old, that's a Mark Pitta. That's Mark Pitta's bit. Did you meet my? What do you want me to say? That I met your wife? I met your wife. It's not mine. It's not my.
Hey,
joke,
this is a version everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I don't know why he's so angry, but like you just can't even meet her. Holy shit! What happens if you fuck her? He was really mad about a meetup.
He's gonna be really upset when he finds out about that.
My wife in the biblical.
So yeah, I still haven't answered your question sufficiently because I
surprise.
Because I
stoned
and
rambly dog
all the
really?
Time. Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea that you did that.
Yeah, but I saw something.
Okay, we can leave it at that.
I saw something recently.
The sign?
What? Don't come in here with your Ace of Base references.
So then why you ask me?
Where's Ace of Base from? Are they Canadian?
They're Swedish.
Swedish.
Like Bjorn Borg.
Yeah.
They're as Swedish
wonder,
as the day is
how,
born.
How cold they keep their rooms.
Oh, boy. Well... Anna Freed keeps her room at like a 18. Anna Freed is of course from ABBA, not.
Oh yeah,
Ace
we
of
all
Base.
We all assumed you had the right name and also didn't care.
Both.
Everyone was completely on board, but I mean, you guys sort of you know, I thought you might have seen American product recently because my next question was going to be, and I'll start on this one. What's a Canadian movie that's, you know, specifically a Canadian movie? What's one that you can recommend that you really like? I'm super into comedy, so mine's The Sweet Hereafter. but
laugh
what do you,
a minute.
What do you guys think? Dave, do you have a favorite?
I would guess my favorite might be FUBAR.
Yeah, FUBAR.
Okay.
Which is about these bangers. It's a
I've heard of that.
It's a mockumentary about these burnouts.
Okay.
And it's yeah, it's real funny. From like I don't know, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Only comedy recommendations or just
no, no, anything. Yeah.
There's a really great one called Hardcore Logo. That's about yeah, it's about a punk band that reunites and travels across Canada, and it's a guy named Bruce McDonald made it, and it's great. It's great. It's very. You think they're like a real band. It's so well done. Then they're not a real band, but it's...
Is Bruce McDonald from Kids in the Hall? Or is
no, McCullough.
McCullough, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And Kevin McDonald.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But if they got married...
Confusing, yeah. They got married and made that movie.
Yeah.
I like that. Do you know a Canadian movie, Ungayo?
Strange Brew.
Yes, of course.
We also would have
still
accepted,
say it's a beauty, eh?
We also say that just in regular Porky's.
Yeah, Porky's.
Porky's is probably
is that Canadian?
Porky's was like the biggest grossing Canadian movie for 20 years.
Yeah, Bob Clark, who directed that and lots of other things, he was Canadian.
And it was only replaced by Air Bud. That was the big took over as the all time highest grossing. Still stands to this day.
If I'm answering honestly, you know, and also just off the top of my head, I'd say my favorite Canadian movie is Goon.
Oh, yeah, Goon's great.
Sean William Scott.
Yeah, and they just made Goon 2's on Netflix now. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it because I like the first one so much.
The second one's good, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Last of the Enforcers, if we're going full title.
Oh, God.
Which we will soon, because it's time for me to say, turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin!
It's such a chill crowd. I feel like everyone should come up and say their favorite Canadian movie, too.
Yeah, we'll just form a line up one staircase. They just say the movie, walk off the other side.
It's like some sort of weird Doug communion.
I love it. God, that would be torture to listen to. 100 people naming their favorite Canadian movie. Let's just do this. Everybody at the count of three, just yell out your favorite Canadian movie. 1, 2, 3. Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is a good one.
I didn't know that was Canadian.
That was so Canadian of many of you to not participate in that game. Yeah. Too nice to yell out even when asked. Okay, so they got name tags.
Right.
Gentlemen, go pick one. Just go grab the one you want to play for, bring it back to your seat. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these words. Hey, who wants more Doug Benson road dates? You do? Okay, great. I'm going to be in Columbus at the Funny Bone doing Doug Loves Movies at 4:20 on Saturday, July 7th. And then the next day, July 8th, I'm doing a 4:20 stand-up show at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, followed by an 8 o'clock Doug Loves Movies in Cincinnati. So go bananas and get tickets to both of those shows. And then, of course, I'm doing an annual Dabs Day show on July 10th this year. The lucky city is Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I'll be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. And then on Saturday, July 14th, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Wise Guys Comedy Club at the Gateway in Salt Lake City at 4:20. All of these shows have great guest books, schedules permitting. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. We did it. Let's start with Dave. What kind of name tag you got there?
This is a big one. It's made on poster board.
Why are you asking us?
It says it's a Max, 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 Max world, so I'm guessing that it's from someone named, I don't know, Lucy. And it's got some Smarties, which is a Canadian candy, and it's got Reese's Pieces, which is...
We have Smarties in the States, too, but it's a different candy.
Yeah, what you call Smarties, we call Rockets.
Rockets. Much better name.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, and
those are the same no matter where you go.
Yeah, that's an evergreen.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing Max?
Max.
Maxine.
Oh,
ooh, la la.
Yeah, and she's got lots of previous guests on the show, none of whom are here.
Yeah.
Are on that name tag.
Oh, if only John Hamm had made the flight. Oh, boy. Like, compared to
traffic
my face.
Traffic in L.A. was terrible. Boy. He really wanted to come, but he couldn't make
that
it.
That happens.
All right, yeah, so you can just throw that down on the ground face up so that I can refer to it on occasion. And also, you never know when it's a mad, 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 mad world might be. Well, that's can't see that at all. I just meant just put it down on the ground in front of you.
Oh, in front of me.
Yeah, yeah. Then I know that's your name tag that you picked.
In front of you.
Yeah, Graham?
I don't know what the name is. Who is this?
It's a name tag without a name?
Well, it's got
my name on it.
They
wrote a bunch of shit on it.
Yeah, it's got my name, and it's got Let the Games Begin. It's got your name on it. It says Bert, turn it off. It's also it's got all sorts of names, but not.
You spell Clark with an E?
No.
I didn't think so. They did.
Yeah.
So this person is really fucking up in every which way. What's inside the box?
Donuts.
Don't look in the box.
Yeah.
Donuts and Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
All right. So does the guy want to share a name?
Brian.
Real reluctant.
Brian.
Oh my God. This relocation program is not going to work out for me.
And this also was something that he won at a giveaway at a show that I hosted. So that's why I was drawn to him, because he's like, you gave this to me. And I was like,
he's re-gifting.
Yeah.
He gave you mouse ears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, I'll try to remember your name's Brian, but if I don't, I'll just call you Donut Box. And Graham, could you flip that box open so that I want to be able to see the donuts and have easy access to them when I want to throw them at people. And this is a long show, so people are excited. Excited to get fed. All right, Ngaio, what do you have?
I have Alice Sun in Wonderland. Uh-huh. And it's got Doug as a Cheshire Cat with a big, fat doobie right there. But really, the deal is it's got peanut M&Ms, which are like my favorite snack. And it's also got caramel M&Ms, which I will... I'll put it in the prize bag.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Here, tear that off of there. And but you keep the other ones.
But these are for me. Yeah,
yeah, I like that. See? It's a good plan. She did not put a shithead on the back, so we will consult with her.
Oh. And then someone else handed me a bag of apparently medically infused gummy candies.
Oh,
so
all right.
Find me after the show.
Why? What's going to happen?
You'll see.
Okay, so that's who you guys are playing for. And
I'm going to Tim Hortons.
And I got clarification on the what's this box that ended up on stage. It's all the ingredients
right
to make your own edibles, and it's called Baked Baker's Box, and thank you for bringing that for us. You have to supply your own weed and your own eggs.
Supply your own weed butter and eggs.
Eggs.
Is it like a box of the month?
Eggs aren't illegal. They're not legal in Canada until November, so...
Yeah. There's going to be a month when weed's legal and eggs are illegal.
It's going to be a weird month.
Yeah.
A lot of weird smuggling.
Weird black
we
egg
We rough
market.
Up our eggs
I
at
mean,
the border.
I mean, eggs are pretty easy to smuggle, trust me.
You have to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sit really still.
Yeah. I can get about a half dozen.
Amateur.
I just rough mine up and then wear them across the border. That's a good news joke if you follow the news.
Okay, you don't have to filibuster. I'm ready to continue.
You know, we're just so... We're so afraid of these games.
Just so afraid of silence.
Well, plenty of it tonight.
Is it better than being used to it, Doug?
How do you feel right now?
Apparently,
you got your answer right there.
We got the answer.
It never feels great.
It's like they all ate three edibles each.
You ate seven. I can hardly finish a sentence without you starting to talk.
Damn.
Well, I don't want it to keep happening.
Let's just start the game then.
Good call. That's a good, give him an example of it immediately. But go back and listen if you get a chance, because you do it every time I speak since we got out here. Let's start with a game called Live, Die, Repeat. Here's how it works. I'll say a movie title. First one of you that repeats back the full correct title. That lady's running the restroom because she knows how dumb this game is. The first person who repeats back the full correct title is the winner of this game. And it's, of course, between the three people on stage.
Do we have to...
Questions.
Yes, sir.
How is this still a game?
Do we have to wait for you to finish?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as you think you know it, just blurt it out, but it's got to be accurate.
Exact title.
Yeah.
How many guesses do we
get? I'm going to say it slowly, as many as you want, but no more questions.
But just yell it out, yes? Yeah. Just yell it out, okay.
Anytime we feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Rogue One.
That's Doug. The idea. See if you can get to it first. That's his pre-guess, Rogue One. Oh. Any other pre-guesses?
Oh, shit.
Rogue One.
The Incredible Why would you guess Burt Wonderstone?
Oh, that is a good one to go. The Incredible
Burt Wonderstone.
Oh.
Burt Wonderstone. Okay, here we go. Look good, feel good. The
Incredible Burt Undertone. Burt Undertone.
Yeah, Burt.
Incredible Burt Undertone.
It's about a guy who tans.
Yeah. The Burnt Undertones.
The
Incredibles 2.
Twilight.
The Twilight Zone, the movie? The Twilight
Saga.
The Twilight Saga, Burning Bread, or whatever it's called.
The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. That's it!
Yeah.
That's it!
Nice. What did you say, Burning Bread?
Yeah.
I just love playing a game where two of you were not sure of the name of the movie we're about to watch.
We're going to watch a movie?
Yeah. Well, not for the, the listeners of this podcast won't be privy to that part of it.
I'm glad I'm going to watch a movie so I have something to talk about on a podcast.
Yes, if you come right back on, if you don't see any movies until I see you again, we could talk about how the last movie you saw was it. It might make you not want to watch movies anymore.
If the Sicilian vampire didn't do it, nothing will do it.
All right, so that means that Dave gets to go first in our next game. And it's something called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Ah.
So this is one at a time. I'll start with Dave, then I'll go to Graham, and then to Ngayo. And I will say the tagline of a motion picture. And if you get one guess, if you can guess it correctly, then you win a point. And then eventually I'll say, okay, that's enough.
And I get as many guesses as I want, right?
No, just one guess each, as I just said.
All right.
Per my last email.
I only read the subject of an email. I don't bother with the content. Okay, so this is how it works. I'll say it to you, Dave. You get a guess. If you don't get it, then we'll move on to Graham. He gets a guess on the same movie. If you get it, then we'll move on to a different movie for Graham. All right.
What movie had the tagline? And no audience help, please. And get those M&Ms open because the fucking that crinkling is going to drive me crazy right into the microphone. Is that theater on fire?
I love that I have Reese's Pieces and you have peanut M&Ms sitting, and Graham, the most allergic man in the world, is right between us.
Hi, everybody.
You're allergic to pieces?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
Allergic to M's? I'm allergic to the letter M. Get that away from me. All right, Dave, you got to start us off with what movie had the tagline, "Nothing will be the same"?
I mean...
Really descriptive.
Yeah. Boy.
Could be a lot of movies.
Sex and the City 2.
Okay, you know, if you're just going to joke around...
Well...
Graham?
Nothing will be the same, so it's about a movie where something's different. And nothing could be more different than the movie Mannequin 2.
Full title?
I don't know. Is that not? Is that...
No, it's Mannequin on the Move. Because in the first movie, she was stuck on a pole the whole time.
I've been
what
there.
What a horrifying film.
All right, Ungayo.
Avengers: Infinity War.
Oh, that's an interesting title for that.
Wasn't
movie.
That in the no?
tagline
okay.
for the movie?
I mean,
it might be something similar to that. It's not the best tagline for a movie that's not the best movie. That's from the first Twilight movie.
Oh, boy.
Very first Twilight.
I really didn't do my Twilight reading.
Nothing will be the same. All right, we'll start with
your opinion of the people who made this film.
We'll start with you, Dave.
Yay.
It all begins with a choice.
I'm going to guess Twilight 2, Doug.
No. It all begins... ... Maybe I should have said that to Dave.
Oh, okay. Yeah, can I go again?
That probably threw you off. It all begins... ... with a choice.
The ... movie.
No, you. That was it.
That was it. Okay. Sure,
that's all
fine.
Your guesses, Graham.
Sophie's Choice.
Now, see, that seems like a very obvious.
That movie ends with a choice.
Yeah.
That's the problem there.
That's it.
So this movie is a movie where someone decides which of their children they're going to stay with at the very beginning.
And then it's a rom-com.
And then you just don't know what's going to happen.
And the rest of the movie... Reunite the parents. Yeah.
The rest of the movie, she's like, oh, I picked the wrong one.
What was I thinking?
This kid's a real handful.
Chose the other one starting their own business.
Oh, I don't think that's how. No.
Okay, so what do you think it is, Ungayo?
It starts with a choice.
It all begins with a choice.
It all begins with a choice.
It all begins with a choice.
Ooh.
Noise.
What's the one? No, I don't. Shit, 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know.
No, this is the Twilight Saga Eclipse, number 3 in the series.
Oh.
Did you think there were going to be a bunch of 20-year-old girls on the panel, like when you put...
No, that's why it's fun, because you're going to miss every time.
No. Theater of cruelty.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Dave?
Uh-huh.
This one... This tagline is, "The next chapter begins."
Oh, I think this is probably a prequel. Let's see. Okay, Twilight, bending, Twilight, spinning yarn.
Graham,
it is Twilight for sure. Twilight. The next. What is it? The next chapter begins.
Yeah.
Twilight.
Twilight book. Book club. I don't know any of the subtitles. Anyways, that's my guess. Twilight book club.
Okay.
It's all blanking blank.
Twilight. Bestiality versus necrophilia.
Mmm.
Versus the Borg.
But the Swedish one, not the robot.
That, of course, is the second one in the series, the Twilight Saga, New Moon.
Ah.
New Moon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Dave, you can do this.
Uh-huh.
I think you can do this. The tagline is, forever is only the beginning.
Boy, Twilight. You know what? I'm going to go off the board on this one. Let's see. Harry Potter and the Magic of Capes.
I wish one of the Harry Potters was called the Magic of Capes. Or Harry Potter, Cape Fear. Graham?
The thing is what?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, I don't want to hold your hand too much on this, but we've established they all start with the words, The Twilight Saga.
The Twilight Saga.
And then more words after that.
Part two, but part one. The one that we said earlier, but part one.
I'm going to fucking throw a donut. Oh,
try to throw the darkest donut possible into the unlit crowd.
Ooh, Twilight Saga, the darkest donut.
That sounds like porn.
or a terrible hemorrhoid medication.
Use new dark donuts.
Okay, you want to throw one then, wise guy? You want to throw a light-colored donut?
An LCD?
Come that on, Gaia.
Oh, it's a glaze, eh?
Whoa. Jesus, I mean, that one got lost in the lights. That was like a scene from The Natural. Okay, so Graham didn't know what that was. Can you piece it together, Ngaya?
Please tell me the phrase again.
Forever, like that's going to help. Forever is only the beginning.
Twilight Saga, Part 5, The Reckoning.
The Reckoning, yeah.
All right, well, so the one we're going to watch today is called Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2. So this, I thought someone by this point would figure out that there was a Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1.
That's what I said!
Yeah. All right. Here comes the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Buckaroo Banzai and the Eighth Dimension.
Have we been through the first four?
Yes.
Okay.
But you never know what's going to happen in this game.
Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah?
What movie has the tagline, next stop, the Twilight Zone?
Oh, boy.
It's got to be about a train.
Yeah. The Twilight Saga, Serling the Rod. That's the best joke you'll hear tonight, guys.
Oh, no. What have we done? Hashtag save the Rio. Just when you're not laughing, remember, it's for charity. You came here to not laugh for charity.
No. Is it Twilight Zone the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? That means Graham is our winner of that game.
Well done. Well played.
Go ahead and chuck a donut in the crowd, sir. That's your
what flavor?
Prize for winning.
Pink?
I mean, those donuts are all upside down, like the person who brought them just shook the box. Oh, that was a gentle one.
I'm a gentleman.
Yeah. Did somebody catch it? Okay. I don't think we'd hear if it hit the floor.
They still eat it.
It is a soft donut. But I do like playing movie theaters because they can't come up and say, hey, you know, after the show, we have to clean up garbage off of the floor. I go, yeah, it's a movie theater. You're used to that.
Get used to that. What is this, your first week as a movie theater?
You brand new in the movie theater game?
You're used to this.
All you gotta do is walk across the front of this room. Everyone here will hear your foot stick to the floor. They really aren't in a position to complain about donuts. But thank you to the Rio Theater for letting people bring them in, because I bet you when you come see a movie here, you can't just bring a box of donuts.
I'm assuming.
Unless you brought one for everyone.
That's why they need to save it, because their business practices are so bad. They just let people bring in spaghetti or whatever.
There's a kind of potluck.
Yeah.
Tim Hortons should open a movie theater, though. That would be... Because then you could get donuts and coffee. I'm the only one with... Go to the Tim Hortons.
Any movie theater could just do that, I guess.
Okay, fine.
I don't know why people wouldn't want donuts with a movie, I guess, because they're sticky.
Depends on the movie.
Okay.
Care whether or not elaborate? You want your hands to be sticky or not. Come on, really? Do I have to, like, lead you?
Please.
Induction and deduction, right? With your sticky hands.
Yeah,
it would be
our
so convenient because I'm used to cutting a hole in the popcorn bag.
Diner? Was that Diner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Diner.
Lorraine Bracco.
Mickey Rourke put his dick through popcorn and he never worked in show business again.
He just showed up, did a lot of sex scenes, and then retired.
That was the story.
Yeah, that was the story. I mean, he was in lots of movies after that, but nobody liked him anymore.
Yeah, everybody was like,
once that girl reached into the popcorn and touched his dick.
Well, he insisted on doing it in every movie. I mean, it worked in 9.5 weeks, yeah. But The Wrestler, it was weird. I'm thinking of Mickey Rooney.
Or wait, I think Mickey Rourke says to another character to do that.
That's how it works, yeah.
And somebody else is dumb enough to follow through and put their...
Boyd?
Boyd. Boyd? All right. There's an old person. No,
they just watched
Diner Heads.
They just
Diner Heads, yeah. That movie was one of those classics that I always thought would be like everyone would always talk about it, and I don't think people today give a shit.
I thought it was just okay when it first came out.
Yeah, exactly. People got all
people talked it up a lot.
They sure did.
Like it was the movie of a generation, that kind of thing.
People were like, boy.
It's no Big Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, you know, Gutenberg was hot. But Ellen Barkin's
hot
great
off
in.
The success of Police Academy 3.
Ellen Barkin is great in it. And Daniel Stern is good. So
that's
there
true.
There you go.
Ellen Barkin's great.
All right, let's play Last Man Stanton.
Oh boy!
Oh boy!
Finally!
Yeah.
This is for all the smarties.
This is where we're going to find ourselves a winner between the three of you, and someone's going to get all of the prizes. And
I hope it's me.
You're not eligible to get the prizes. Damn. But you can have any item from the prize bag that you want.
All right.
But you already got some M's.
I do.
You already got some peanut M's. How are you doing over there, Graham? Are you sitting next to peanut?
Yeah. I'm doing all right. Thank
what
you
is
for
it?
Checking
what has out. To happen with one for you to have an allergic reaction?
I have to
touch it?
Eat it.
Eat it?
Yeah.
All right.
So. Yeah, I had enough exposure when I was a kid because they didn't have those rules when I was a kid. So everybody just would put peanut butter on their finger and chase me around the playground with it. So I built up a little bit of an immunity.
Okay, so try one.
And you probably are faster than you look.
I've got a tattoo that says the same.
Once you get to third gear.
So several of you reached out to me on Twitter saying that you have a great suggestion for an actor or actress for us to use for this game. So we'll see what the first person says, and maybe we'll need to get a second one. But where is a person on Twitter called Mortimus?
Right here.
Hey, Mortimus.
You actually look like you could be a Mortimus. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's got his sunglasses on his head. Or a shiny head.
He's got a shiny head.
Oh, well.
You've got cotton candy on your face or a beard.
It's a beaver.
He's wearing some sort of helmet.
So why
the shiny head?
Why? Just sit back, guys, during this part. I'll talk to the guy in the audience.
All right.
It's not Team Attack Mortimus. Now you've got a hat with sunglasses on your head. And don't look around.
You're looking at the wrong guy.
But why'd you put on and take off a hat? Now are you concerned about what Mortimus is going to do to the top of your head? Don't look around. Now I'm talking to you. Why Mortimus?
I made that up.
You made it up. Sounded like an evil person to you, maybe?
Yeah,
Every other name I picked, somebody already had it.
Every other name they picked, so yeah. You went with Mortimus. Mordecai was taken. Morty and Rick was taken. So you went with Mortimus. That's a fun made-up word. Because you don't want to reveal anything about your actual identity on Twitter. Are you like, is it so you can troll?
No, my name's on there.
Oh, your name is on there. Okay. What's your name?
Justin
Moss. Justin, okay. All right, Justin. We've had a lot of suggestions over the years for this game. People say they have the perfect one. I say I'll believe it when I see it or hear it. What do you suggest for us to play today?
Donald Sutherland.
Donald Sutherland, the great Donald Sutherland. He does, he's the voice in Orange Juice commercials. I forget which brand. That's his big thing now. But he's been around for a long time. Do the panelists look confused or scared or concerned? I think they do. So we'll get a second name.
I mean, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Elliot Gould. All right, so.
Oh, boy.
Because those two guys, they were huge movie stars in the 70s, like top box office draws. It's really, it was an interesting time. But where is Katrina Ninja? Hi. How's it going, Katrina Ninja? That's more fun than Mortimus. Because you took your name, Katrina, right?
Yep.
And then added Ninja to it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Good job.
The well-known Canadian tree ninja. So lives in the arboreal canopy of British Columbia.
And, what do you think of the name Mortimus?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah? Oh, we're making a match here. You'd both be easy to find on Twitter, Mortimus and Katrina Ninja. What do you think, Katrina Ninja? What's your suggestion for a name? Donald Sutherland isn't quite doing it. We need somebody that's a little bit more popular and current.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. Oh, my goodness. Donald Sutherland, we're not going to hear a peep about him. Because that's a real serious...
Do people
real
think they
serious...
have to pick a Canadian actor?
I think sometimes somebody wrote to me and said, I've got the perfect Canadian actor. And I said, well, that won't be fair to the American players. But then again, most Canadian actors, all of their titles are... the famous ones, their titles are mostly American movies. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Jim Carrey is Green.
What's that? So Jim Carrey's a terrific example of someone who... got all of his fame after he left Canada and is in a ton of movies, so I think we're going to be in good shape.
The William Shatner of the... I don't know. I had a joke. It got stuck.
So Graham is going to go first, and then we'll go to Dave, and then me and Ngayo. Take turns.
Okay.
You got each have a lifeline. Don't forget about your lifeline. The films of Jim Carrey or another guy. Donnie S.
Well, I'll go with the only Donald Sutherland movie that I know.
That's a great way to approach it. Yeah. Get that out of the way.
Yeah. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's like the guy that trains her or whatever.
Yeah. We can do both?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's... I'm sorry. I, if I wasn't clear, we got two names so that we can do both names.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will do Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Wow. Going all the way back to the beginning. I like it. I'm just going to write PD for simplicity's sake. Pet Detective PD. Sounds like its whole department of pet detectives. Okay, I'm gonna go to Donald Sutherland, one of my faves that he's in. It's the motion picture called National Lampoon's Animal House.
So I was butting it.
If we're going to keep it Sutherlandy, how about MASH?
Yeah, MASH, of course.
He's great. He's the pros from Dover.
It's me again?
Yeah, I'll call on you when it's your turn.
Okay.
Graham?
Yeah, thank you. The Mask, Jim Carrey in The Mask.
Okay, yeah, not to be confused with Mask.
Smokin'.
Very different movie.
Very good.
That was a really good impression.
Yeah.
Like, is that why people like
it?
Is that why people like The Mask? Because he was so easy to impersonate.
No. Somebody stop me. Is that good?
Smoking.
It was if that wasn't supposed to be The Mask. Yeah. That was from Mask.
Yeah. Rocky Dennis.
Somebody stop my face.
Keeps growing.
That was the tagline from that movie.
Yeah, his face keeps growing. And Cher has nowhere to hide.
Breaking Dawn, part two.
Sam Elliott is sexy and gravelly.
What do you got there for us there, Dave?
I have Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Oh, aren't you a clever little one there?
Mm-hmm.
Ace Ventura. Yeah, and they didn't even bother with a number two in there. Because the whole movie was... Big number two. Nature Calls. That actually had some funny parts. Okay, so I'm going to go with The Hunger Games.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know the titles of the other ones, but I know that one. Hunger Games Part None.
Sutherland's, he's got a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, he does.
The Italian Job?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, shit.
He's Gwen Paltrow's dad, right?
Oh, my God. This, my sunglasses
Charlize
fell.
Theron.
My sunglasses fell.
Is it Charlize Theron?
My sunglasses fell, and one of the lenses popped out. Yeah.
You going to be okay? You need a hug?
No, I'll be all right. I bet you it snaps right back in. We'll find out later.
Next week.
Stay tuned. I know how to build a cliffhanger. Podcasting. Podcasts aren't exciting enough. I know how to keep it going. Okay, so Ngaio said what? What'd you say?
The Italian Job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. And then Graham?
The Truman Show.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if there's one that had both of them in it, but I don't think there has been, but I could be wrong. Dave?
Oh, Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Body Snatchers, that's got Goldblum in it.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say The Majestic.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Yeah, because we're trying to save a theater. And The Majestic did not get saved. But we're going to hashtag save the Rio. Right.
The Rio.
Let's do it.
People say, should you save the Rio? And I say, yes, man.
Yes, man. Very good. Graham.
I'm so drunk.
Yeah.
I'm hella high, dog, so it's cool.
Yeah. I just had a bunch of Smarties, so.
That guy is like he's got to tell the truth about everything, like a character in a movie called Liar, Liar.
Ah, Liar, Liar.
Okay. I want to call
but
him.
But you don't really need to keep talking. We don't really need to hear every thought you have.
I want to call on my lifeline.
Oh, okay. Who's your lifeline? Maxine?
I want to say Maxine.
Maxine?
What do you got for me, doll?
Oh, great one. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I think she said a turtle sunshine.
Okay, you're out. Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh, wow.
The best.
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Mr. Penguins Poppers.
Yeah.
Ungayo.
Me, myself, and Irene.
Yes, of course. Nice. We're really getting to it here. Graham.
Goodbye, Donald Sutherland.
Jim Carrey's first film, I believe, is called Funny Face.
What?
Yeah, it was re-released under the name Funny Face. Look it up if you wanna.
What do you think its actual title is?
It's like Introducing Janet or something like that, but they retitled it when they re-released it and they called it Funny Face.
All right, well, the corrections department is closed until Monday, so I mean, because they're straight up is a movie called Funny Faces, and the Funny Girl. It's Funny Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny girl.
Got it. Got it. Audience doesn't need to say titles ever. I'm sorry I asked you earlier for your favorite Canadian movie. I didn't mean to. Okay, Dave?
The number 23.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very good.
The saxophone movie.
Yeah. I was trying to give you... Okay, drunk guy, seriously. A couple more, and drunk guy goes out. I don't need to hear from you constantly. But you do need to hear this from me. Because it's funny that nobody's grabbed this one. The incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Ah, of course!
Gaio.
Is Donald Sutherland in...
That's not how you want to play this game. Because that will be your guess, and you will be out. You can go to your lifeline, or you can be more confident. Because as soon as you say, was he in blah, 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 someone, especially the drunk guy, will confirm or deny... And then you're getting help from the audience.
Fair enough.
Right?
I accept the ruling.
Yeah.
I'll let it stand.
But thanks, I forgot the judge.
Lemony Snicket, a series of unfortunate events?
Yeah, yeah.
A series of unfortunate events.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a possessive. Lemony Snicket's a series of unfortunate events.
That's what I said. You didn't hear
that's
my
what
apostrophe.
Said. That's what you said.
Lemony Snicket's a series of unfortunate
okay.
events.
Okay. Graham?
You thought I was using the colon?
You're going to be if you have enough M&Ms. Yeah.
It's all the fucking poutine, man.
Oh, my God. I couldn't even right now. I've been all clogged up lately. I can't throw poutine into the mix. Poutine throws off my routine.
Kick-Ass 2.
Oh, I like it. Jim Carrey did not, though. He went on a publicity
thing. Yeah, that's right.
Right before it came out, he's like, this movie's too violent. I'm like, did you read the script, idiot?
Yeah, you were in it.
Did you see Kick-Ass 1 by any chance? Yeah, yeah. And he was the best part of Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah, he
and
was.
And the best part of Burt Wonderstone. Like, he's the best part of things lately.
Yeah, that's kind of what he does now. Now he just shows up in a movie.
He's not the lead, but he's
amazing.
The best part.
Yeah.
Okay. Dave?
Has anyone said Man on the Moon?
No, they haven't.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Believe it.
If you believe.
He was in the song first.
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. Yeah, keep going. That helps. Totally helps me.
If you believe. Poutine messes with Doug Stool.
Oh. Oh, if we're going early, Jim Carrey. Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh! With one of the Wayans brothers, with Damon.
Wow. Yep. Is Jeff Goldblum's in that too?
Yep.
Yeah? Ooh, that's a whole lot of sexy.
Cat Ballou.
Donald Sutherland?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
You guys don't know. Fuck
I forgot. Yeah.
I just, all I know about that one's Lee Marvin, but I'll take you.
I could be wrong.
I'll take you. You could?
Nope. I'm 100% right. The correction department is closed until fucking Monday.
Oh, my God. They're going to be so busy tomorrow. They're going to be so mad.
I don't even want to go to work. They're going to be working all crazy.
Graham.
Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Who are we?
Why did we skip that one for so long? Dave?
The Hunger Games Catching Fire?
Oh.
The Hunger Games Halt and Catch Fire.
All right, I'll accept it. But I'll also run the table with you.
Oh, dang.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1.
The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. Get some.
Bruce Almighty.
Oh. Whoa! Dave.
I'm trying to think of women he dated. Because he dated Lauren Holly after Dumb and Dumber.
He dated Renee Zellweger after Me, Myself, and Irene.
Jenny McCarthy's been in some great movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's the one about the vaccinations?
Yeah, vaccinations don't work. The movie starring Jenny McCarthy and Jim Carrey with one foot out the door.
It's weird that he was built that way.
He was by her side on that whole thing. Like, he showed up like on Larry King going, yeah, we both believe vaccinations are bad. And then, you know, he broke up with her and never brought it up again.
The Hunger Games.
Wait, really? I mean, I don't want to help you out too much, but I believe we've covered all the Hunger Games
oh,
movies.
Oh, did I say the Hunger Games? I meant, what's the one where he's saxophones? I don't have any more.
Thank you for playing.
Thanks.
Very honest.
And thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
Do you want to throw a consolation donut?
We'll throw one.
Throw a donut. Just, you know, even losers get to throw donuts. Oh, a double.
Two stuck together.
The daily double. Whoa.
You guys are really going for height on these. You know, we're trying to save
sorry,
the Rio, not break
on the
lights. Okay, so Dave is out, so it's back to me, and I'm going to say, going back to early Jim Carrey, once bitten.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that was a weird movie.
Where he plays a guy that gets bitten by a vampire and then joins the mob.
But that's another movie we talked about.
This is like a Frank D'Angelo movie. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Oh!
Yeah, but people are groaning.
Is it the other guy?
What? No.
Okay. How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Shorten it.
No,
the Grinch.
No, that's coming out
soon.
Stole
Christmas.
Oh, come on, you guys.
There is a new one called The Grinch coming out, but the title of the movie's got the possessive at the beginning of
Dr. Seuss's The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Well, now I'm just going to be telling you the answer, so that's not fair. Well, do you want to go to your lifeline?
I was going to say, may I have a lifeline, please, Allison?
Ordinary people.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Ordinary people,
yes, for Donald Sutherland. Yeah.
Well done. Strength on the bench.
All right, Graham.
Old Jim Carrey movie, Peggy Sue Got Married.
Yes, of course. Wow. Peggy Sue Got Married. I'm going to go with Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Gaio is on his own now.
On an island.
No more Allison.
Trilligan's Island.
Donald Sutherland. Lots of movies we haven't done for him. Jim Carrey. Feels like we've hit on a lot of them. Be something still, though.
No, wait, man. Don't do that. Don't do that. I thank you, but...
No, there's no reason to thank somebody for...
Well, they want to help.
Cheating.
People have a good heart.
I guess it's a good heart and a lack of understanding of what's
Please
happening.
Please continue to stall for time. Jim Carrey and or Donald Sutherland were in the movie henceforth to be known...
Yeah, give it a title.
There it is.
Title
under,
that movie that's got
under
the two
the
of them in it.
Working title of Mash to the Reckoning. No, he was. That's funny to me.
5 seconds.
Fuck.
6 seconds. Yeah, I have a weird system. 7 seconds. Four.
Shit.
Five.
The suspense is killing me.
Ow. It's tough to, a lot of pressure at this point. It's hard to come up with something. Oh, I just thought of one.
Yeah, but you love movies.
You said that one
already. I do love movies. And
I just really like them.
We played Jim Carrey before, so I, you know, I have a slight advantage there, but I also can't win.
Jim Carrey was in, I want to say he was in Hollywood Shuffle, but I know that's not right, so I'm not going to say that.
No, but thank you for playing.
Yeah, I think I'm done, man. All right, I tried. Thank you. Graham's probably got one.
Graham's got one.
I've got one, but I'm not sure that I have the title correct.
Oh, shit.
Well,
do you want to? You haven't gone to your lifeline yet, have you?
No, I haven't, actually. I'll go. I'll
let's
try.
Let's see what your lifeline has to say.
Yeah, let's see what the lifeline says.
Where is it?
JFK? JFK.
That did help me to think of another one, I think. But I don't think he's in JFK. He is? I mean, he might as well be. And Graham's the winner anyway, so, okay, we'll go JFK, and then I'll say the cable guy. Back to you, Graham.
Dumb and Dumberer 2?
No.
Wasn't that what it was called?
Close-ish. Try
close-ish.
Again.
Close-ish.
I think so you're close. Very close.
So is it
close.
Just Dumb and Dumberer?
So close. Why would it be the same? That would be funny if they just put it out a sequel and called it the exact same thing.
I think you said it.
Dumb and Dumberer.
Yeah.
Stop saying that. That was the prequel.
Oh, is that the prequel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, yes! There was a prequel. Yes! Doug loves movies!
They made a prequel.
Even that shitty movie.
It should have been called Less Dumb and Less Dumber.
Yeah, I think it should have been called...
That's the best joke you'll get all night, folks.
It's called You Paid for This, You're Dumb, and You're Dumber.
What do you think there, dude?
I don't know what the name of that sequel is. I'm going to say Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, okay. Dumb and Dumber 2. All right.
But it's spelled T-O-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole joke.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, you totally don't have to see that one. That's the whole joke. Donald Sutherland was in a motion picture called The Eagle Has Landed. Well, and we're at the end of the road.
What's the one with the diamonds? There was because, a diamonds one he was in.
Oh, Fun with Dick and Jane?
Yeah.
Is Jim Carrey. But Graham is our winner, everybody! Woo! You want to throw a victory donut, Graham?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And
this one's got cream filling, so watch out. Left side.
Oh, whoa, that one.
No longer
filling.
That was like a squib.
A lot of people got a piece of that one. Yeah.
Did you guys bring your ponchos?
That just rained down on everybody.
World over here.
Okay, so who were you playing for there, Graham?
Was it Brian?
Oh, yeah, Brian.
Brian.
Yeah, we went to all that trouble of getting his name.
Yeah.
And now we know that Brian is our winner. Come get your prizes, dude.
Give this back to him again. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, he goes, just cycles back forever and ever.
Here he comes, Mr. Doug's prize winner.
You're going to need eggs to make those edibles. Maybe some milk, is that what you said, milk and eggs? Possibly.
Eggs and butter.
Butter. Yeah, definitely milk. Butter. Right. Allison, we don't have a shithead on the back of your name tag. I want to give you one. I want you to have the consolation prize. So what are you thinking? Just say it loud enough for just me to hear. What?
Mark Stans?
I was trying to save it for the end. That's why I asked her to say it just loud enough for me to hear. Okay. I don't know who that is, but does everybody hate him or something? It just...
He knows what he did.
It's just a personal grudge. Those are the best. I hope I say it right at the end. Dave Shumka, what do you got to plug here, dude?
Graham and I have a show called Stop Podcasting Yourself. Mm-hmm. I also made a podcast for the last 8 weeks called This Sounds Serious, which is... Thank you. It's a fake true crime show that a lot of people write in and are like, they want to know why the what happened with this case, but it's really fake. And like we tried to make it as obviously fake as possible, and people are getting fooled. And I feel so bad every time I have to write back and be like, you know, you're not the only one who believed it, but there's a reason you can't Google any of the characters in it.
Well, if you Google one of the characters, doesn't something come up about the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
but there's no other like...
like a circle that people get caught up in. Yes, I know about the podcast.
Yes, thank you, Google.
More about this. I understand that Hearst was a real person, but Citizen Kane... Anyway, so you have the same plug, right, Graham?
Yeah.
The Stop Podcasting Yourself.
Stop Podcasting Yourself. And if anybody out there is listening that's in Winnipeg, I will be there for the Winnipeg Fringe Festival doing a show called Graham Clark's Not Here. So will I be there? Who knows? You'll have to show up to find out.
I bet that's a hot ticket.
It will be after that plug.
I'm going, but he might not be there.
Very metaphysical. You're like the Lauryn Hill of Canada.
Mark Stans?
Sands.
Sains? Sands.
Mark's dad?
Sains? What is it again? San? San? Sant? S-A-N-T-F? D-F-C-T-Z?
BLT.
Is this a name or an eye chart?
Accent aigu.
Ungayo, what do you have to plug?
I'm on Netflix right now as the cannabis expert on a show called Cooking on High.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. I'm going to be at the International Cannabis Business Conference all over the world between now and 2019. And I have a show at the Momo Lounge in Sacramento on July 8th. And the other events is warranted. And follow me on the Instagrams and the Twitters, NGAIO420.
NGAIO.
NGAIO.
420.
Yeah. There are 419 other Ungayos.
Love it. And and someone wrote on Twitter that you should get to try the food on the High Cooking Show.
Yes, cooking
why don't they let you eat the food?
Well, I'm the weed expert. I'm not the judge.
Right.
Right. So if you look close, you can see me sneaking bites off of people's plates all the time.
Oh, okay. That,
I am going to eat the food. But then also, man, we shoot a few of those in a day, right? So I can't
sit pace yourself.
Man, if I tried to eat everybody's weed food for 5 episodes in a day, I would be useless by then. And our next strain is the... That would be it. I'd just be quiet and telepathic. No, I'm telling you with my mind what my question is. I don't know why you don't know. Hand me the remote.
All right, well, all of us have to, when promoting this particular episode of the show, use the hashtag Save the Rio.
Save the Rio!
Yeah. Save the Rio.
And thank you for everybody for coming, and stick around for the Benson movie interruption of, what's it called again?
Highlights for Children.
The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 2, and T-O-O. And thank you again to all of my guests, Dave Shumka, Graham Clark, and Ungayo Bilam. And as always, yeah, have a donut. As always, that guy whose name I can't get right is a shithead. And anti-vaxxers are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you. Come